You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What is just total BS in your mind? And I'd like to keep this as lighthearted as possible. I've already have been asking some people about this, and their answers have been very heavy.
A lot of taxes and insurance coming in already, the healthcare system. You know, just let's veer away from all that. This was kind of based on a Facebook post that I saw on Friday. This guy was going off about adulthood scams, and one of them that he was saying was the whole going to bed early to catch up on sleep. And he's like, that's such BS. It's a total lie. Like, you can go to bed early for an entire week, but I'm still tired. It's not true. You can never catch up. When you're tired, you're tired.
That's funny.
So this is a total scam. And then my thing that I started going off on, it's well documented that I've said for years that you can shove all your clothes into your washer and just wash them on cold. You don't need to separate them. That whole thing is a scam. But I'll go a step further and say all the cleaning cycles on the washing machine are a total scam as well. You're paying hundreds of dollars more for all these different features. Put it on normal. Put it on normal mode. Put it on cold. Wash everything. Scam. Don't pay for all the extra features.
I will throw all my clothes in at once. I don't separate colors and stuff like that. However, I have been known to use the delicate cycle with certain clothes that I'm throwing in there. I don't know, because I have been brainwashed.
Your dainties?
I've been brainwashed. Well, like, for instance, some of my running gear stuff. Because it's like a mesh material, sort of. It's that wicking material. And I'm like, I don't know if it's going to get messed up. I don't know. So I go, in my mind, delicate is going to treat it
There's
more.
There's not like little hands that come out in there and rub it more gently. It's the same tumbler. It's just getting tumbled around.
Jeremy, listen, I know you're right, but I'm saying in my head,
yes.
I can't get past the fact that this might need to be done in a more delicate manner.
Okay, your mesh
tank
tops.
I'm sure it's total BS.
It is BS, man. It really is. It really, really is.
So we want to ask you, what is total BS? It can be one of those, like the whole thing about you must drink 64 ounces of water a day.
Somebody
wrote
in, Sarah says, drinking 8 cups of water a day.
Science has proven that that's just a number.
You don't need to do that. I'll give you one more that I think is a total scam, and I'm going to probably piss a bunch of people off. Essential oils. I think total scam. If I have a tummy ache, I'm supposed to get out like the peppermint oil and rub it on my nipples, and all of a sudden I'll be fine. No.
What you're saying is they're not so essential after all?
They're ridiculous. If I'm stressed out or have anxiety, I can rub my entire body with lavender essential oil, supposedly calming, and it's not going to do a damn thing. I'm sorry. I think it's a gimmick.
Listen, fight the battle, buddy.
It's so silly to me.
If we're going to do ones that are going to like make people angry, I'll pull another one out. Weddings that cost $40,000, $50,000, $60,000,
$70,000. Yeah, not necessary.
BS. It's BS. Good morning, Melissa. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what do you think is total BS?
The brown rice at Chipotle.
Well, you're very specific. Or is this just brown rice in general?
No, because brown rice is supposed to have like a nutty, earthy flavor, and that just tastes like white rice, like painted white rice, I feel.
You're a nutty, earthy flavor.
Thanks. I'm organic.
You're organic.
You know, one of our listeners, it was Christine who wrote in, and she said anything that's labeled as organic, she's like, what a scam.
Yeah, you know, some things they probably are, yeah.
Melissa and your brown rice, thank you for being on the show. We appreciate you. Here comes Stephanie. Stephanie, what do you think is total BS?
Hi, I think the dual climate control in your car.
Thank you. I'm glad someone else is saying that. They think that there's some sort of invisible barrier between the driver's side and the passenger side.
We have that in both of our cars. We've never used it once, ever.
That's so stupid.
Ever used it.
Yep, total scam.
It's a total scam.
It's ridiculous. Like, if you honestly think, like, if you put your side at 72 and the passenger puts theirs at 68, that if you moved around the car that it's going to be a different temperature?
It feels differently.
No.
Come on. I'm so glad you did that one, Stephanie. Thank you for being on the show.
Bye, Steph.
Have a good day.
See you too. Oh, yeah. That's right. I see some that are on the line that are going to nail certain companies. We can't do that.
We can't do that.
No, thank you for your call, but we need to leave everything generic in this case, so we don't want to bash individual companies, because you can say it, hang up, and go about your day, and then Jeremy
we get busted
sued
for it. So. Here's one that I've been complaining about with my wife, because she spends hundreds of dollars on face creams. Barbara says, face creams, total scam. It's more about genetics and sun exposure. Yes, yes, yes. It's all marketing that goes into those, you guys.
Oh, my God. Some of this is funny.
I'll give you another one from my personal list I think are BS and scammy. Solar lights. I think that is the dumbest thing. They last like 20 minutes at night, and then when they finally die, the batteries cost more than the lights themselves to even go out and replace the batteries. Solar lights are a scam.
I only tried them once. Like you're talking about some of your escape lighting kind of stuff.
Yeah, don't make it all the way through the night.
I tried that something years ago, and I wanted the technology better, but there was a total bust for me 20 years ago. I put the they didn't come on first.
Right, or they're like, what's the point? It's
I mean, the idea is great, but Dina wrote in, and she's taking issue with you and the whole delicate cycle on the washing machine. She goes, it does tumble less vigorously. Colors do bleed.
No, not after two or three washes. They don't bleed anymore.
And if a clean prior to garment construction, you should dry clean it. This is coming from a textile expert. Oh. So I had to write back to Dina, and I go, what makes one a textile expert?
They
I want to know what makes you. What
is for fashion?
Well, school, you're going to get me going down that path.
Jessica says whitening gum and whitening toothpaste, total scam. You know what? I think she's probably right. Whitening toothpaste. I've never done the side-by-side thing where you take a picture of your teeth and then, like, 2 months later take another picture.
You know, I suppose what you could do is you could take one toothpaste and brush the top and use a different toothpaste on the bottom. And after a couple of months, do a big grin in the mirror and see if there is a difference. That is funny. Let's take another call.
Okay.
Here is JT. Hey, JT, good morning.
Morning.
Total BS. Hey. What are we talking about?
Well, when you're in an elevator, the closed door button, it never works.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We had an elevator expert on the air a couple months back, and he's like, yeah, they don't work unless you're a firefighter and you put the key in and turn the thing, then they work.
And the only difference is in certain municipalities where they must by law. Excuse me.
Right.
I think New York is one of them.
Yeah.
I think New York City by law, they have to function. Mm. But even so, JT, when you hit them, they still take like they're built into like takes like another 3 or 4 seconds before they'll actually close. So they work, but they're not really doing anything. And everywhere else, you're exactly right. They're just there. I wrote a piece about this one time. It's a psychological thing because people are already uncomfortable in elevators. So they wanted to give people what they felt was like a measure of control to take away some of the anxiety. So they put these fake buttons in there and people hit them all day long.
They're all fake.
Oh my
JT
God,
must really like being alone on the elevator. Jerry, you got to get good solar lights. Okay. Nah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe in the last 20 years they've gotten better, but you say
I don't
no.
Think so they don't. They're not going to last all night. It's
Mandy in Centennial says weed killer, total scam. They grow back no matter how much poison you spray.
Oh my gosh! It's in the water system. Kimberly says licking envelopes. They taste like crap and they never stay sealed. Tape is where it's at. Tape them. I do. I tape my envelopes.
Why?
Because they pop open. Mm-hmm.
I've never had one pop open.
Oh, yeah.
What are you buying, cheap-ass envelopes?
I don't know if it's because they're sitting in that warm mailbox, you know, and I don't get my mail for like a week, and they all pop open. Everything is like open when I go down there.
Jalen from Denver, car air fresheners.
Yeah, I mean, they last probably like 2 days and then you're out. then it stinks again.
All sorts of people writing in to defend dual climate control.
No, guys.
You people have been absolutely hoodwinked, and so if you're told it long enough, you believe it. Think about it for just a second. You're sitting in a car. It's a closed space where air is blowing. And you think that air magically stops at the halfway point between seats?
You're just essentially making your car warm. It's not hot. It's not cold. It's just warm. It's just one temperature then.
If one
somebody's blowing hot and somebody's blowing cold.
If one is set at 65 and one is set at 75.
You're just warm.
They're still going to be, it's going to reach some sort of average temperature.
It will, but I guess the effect of it just blowing directly on you, because you can point your vent, your own personal vent, that
well,
you
yeah,
feel
cooler.
Well,
yeah, but then you could set the temperature to anything and just put your vents on and the other person can close their vents and it won't
be
blowing on them.
Stop defending it, you guys. It's giving me a headache.
Stop defending dual climate control.
Stop it now.
Somewhere right now in Detroit and some of the other auto manufacturing hubs of the world, they're laughing their asses off right now. They actually believe the dual climate control.
Charge them more.
Those are the people who hit the closed door button in the elevators.